This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 237 for Monday, January 24th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkinson. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Monday morning, taking some direction from the Chicago soy complex to start the week. Canola down 2 to over $21, March down $21.40 at $1,000.90 per ton. Speculative profit-taking contributed to the selling pressure as fund traders were thought to be adjusting positions after last week's late rally. Weakness in the Canadian dollar, though, did provide some support on the other side, helping temper the declines. Ongoing concerns over tight old crop supplies also underpinned the market. However, that tight supply situation has been priced into the market for some time, and attention is shifting to the new crop. Agriculture Canada released their first supply-demand estimates for the upcoming crop year late Friday. The government agency expects seeded canola area will be down slightly on the year, but a return to average yields would see production rise to 20.2 million tons. That's an increase of 60% on the year. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were weaker while wheat is holding on to gains. Much-needed rain fell across dry areas of Argentina and Brazil over the weekend, and that accounted for some of the early selling pressure in beans. The March contract down 14 cents at $13.99 per bushel. Harvest operations are also picking up in parts of Brazil, adding to the early selling. Fund profit-taking was another bearish influence, with the general weakness in world equity and energy markets contributing to the losses. However, solid export demand provided some support. The USDA announced flash sales of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning. Corn also seeing some pressure by the South American rains. The March contract down a penny at $6.15 per bushel. The USDA did announce private export sales of 150,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations this morning. Wheat, meanwhile, is higher. Minneapolis up 5 cents in the March contract at $9.41 per bushel. Kansas City up 13 cents in March at $8.07 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 10 cents in the March contract at $7.90 per bushel. The mounting tensions between Russia and Ukraine kept the wheat markets on edge, as the two countries are both major world wheat exporters. Agriculture Canada expects wheat production will be up by nearly 10 million tons in 2022, hitting 31.1 million tons, with seeded area forecast to be up by 5% at 24.8 million acres. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, January 24th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkinson.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.